Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Nick DiGilio, we are back and live in the Skyline Studio here until 4 o'clock. It's Friday. That means all the regular Friday features are beginning. And it starts with you, big dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom will vote, I will vote, and then you, first person through at 312-981-7200, will be our third vote. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's get started. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A man is facing trespassing charges after security found him camping on Walt Disney World's Discovery Island. I don't know. According to the Orange County Sheriff's Office, deputies said they were called to 4301 North World Drive Thursday after Richard McGuire, 42, was spotted on the Disney-owned property, which is currently closed to the public. Orange County deputies searched McGuire on foot by helicopter and by boat before finally making contact with him, according to an arrest report. When deputies told McGuire that they had been using a loudspeaker to address him, he said he didn't hear them because he was sleeping inside one of his buildings on the island, one of the buildings on the island, which he referred to as a tropical paradise, according to the report. According to an arrest report, McGuire told deputies he was not aware that the property was off limits and that he had been camping there since Monday or Tuesday and planned to stay about a week. Discovery Island, which is a zoological attraction before Disney's Animal Kingdom Park opened, has been closed since 1999. All of Disney's Orlando theme parks are also currently closed due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. McGuire was arrested and charged with trespassing on posted property. And was also ordered not to return to any additional Walt Disney World properties, according to the report.
Get lost, dummy.
Before this game, you was just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Two. Lodi police arrested a man on charges of transporting a controlled substance after they discovered a suspicious package containing cocaine on Tuesday. Police say a person tried to mail a package to another state containing a jar of peanut butter and two baggies of cocaine inside. According to detectives, the suspect used another person's name to mail the package. Authorities arrested 39-year-old Lodi man, Donald Thatcher. He was charged with transporting a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance for sale, and identity theft.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy three. A Windsor man faces charges after police say he went into a Dunkin' Donuts store without his pants. Police say Benjamin Stearman, 39, went into the store on Main Street in Ludlow last month and exposed himself to the clerk. He's being charged with lewd and lascivious conduct and violating his probations and the conditions on his probations from a previous sex offense. Good Lord.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A Kentucky woman apparently found it difficult to breathe with the protective mask she was wearing amid the COVID-19 pandemic. So she did what she believed was the only logical thing, which was to cut a hole in the middle of it. A gas station clerk at SJ Food Mart in Lexington saw the woman entering the store with a torn mask and caught her on video. Where did you get that mask from? He asks the woman as she approaches the counter to pay for gas. Well, since we have to wear them and it makes it hard to breathe, this makes it a lot easier to breathe, she replied. Cutting it? Said the clerk. Yeah, and I'll do that. Thanks for the advice. The woman then leaves the store. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advised that masks should be worn and cover the mouth and nose completely. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Really?
If you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. 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 The first rule of evidence destruction is do not hit a cop in the face with a crack pipe tossed tossed out your vehicle's window. Somehow, that bedrock criminal principle escaped ex-con Derry West, 61, during a traffic stop last month near his residence, Florida, again. According to police, West was driving a pickup truck at around 11:15 p.m. when he was pulled over for failing to have lights illuminating his license plate. West apparently was unaware that police officers were approaching on both sides of his Honda Ridgeline. As one cop came to the truck on the passenger side, he spotted West throwing a small object out of the passenger's window. The airborne object struck me in the face and fell on the ground. I then observed that the object was a glass tube crack pipe. West, who claimed the pipe was left in his truck by a friend, was arrested and booked in the county jail, from which he was later released on a $2,500 bond. West then went on to say that he had forgotten the crack pipe, which tested positive for cocaine, was in his waistband, police reported.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. Spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
All right. Okay. Tom, why don't we break, right? Let's take a break. We'll come back, and then we will vote. Tom will vote, I will vote, and first person through will vote on the biggest dummy of the week right here on 720 WGN.
This mess.
Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And the regular Friday features have begun. 312-981-7200 is the number if you would like to vote. We're going to do a recap on the dummies of the week. And then Tom will vote, I will vote, and we'll get one vote from the first caller through at 312-981-7200. Let me do a recap of the dummies. It's a dummy recap. We got the guy who was caught camping on Disney's Discovery Island and says it was a tropical paradise. We got the dummy who was suspected of trying to ship cocaine in a peanut butter jar. We got the dummy who went into Dunkin' Donuts with no pants. We got the dummy woman who cut a hole in a face mask to make it easier to breathe. And we got the dummy who threw his crack pipe out of his car and hit an officer in the face with it. So we have, we've got some voting to do here. Tom, what?
Okay. this is a tough one. This is a good week.
It's a very good week.
It's a strong week.
There are a lot of dummies. All five of these dummies are dumb.
Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to the guy who walked in pantsless into a Dunkin' Donuts.
You know, you always love a dummy story sans pants.
Yeah.
That's always a plus. That's always one of the better stories. When someone's not wearing pants in public, it's always a good story.
Second, followed up by anybody who tries to hide something in their pants.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's another one. Shoving stuff down your pants, like a turkey down your pants.
Yeah, meat pants.
Right.
I'm going to say the guy who threw a crack pipe out of his window and hit a police officer in the face.
Yeah.
That is, you know, as they say in the article, the rule one of hiding evidence, don't throw it out of your window.
Right. At a cop.
At a cop. Good Lord.
Yeah. Okay. So that's your vote. Your vote is a crack pipe man throwing crack pipe at cop.
Yes.
Okay. The woman who cuts a hole in the face mask, I can't even comprehend how stupid that is.
That just doesn't click.
No.
The gears were not turning there.
No, not at all. Oh, it's hard. It's hard to breathe with this mask on. I'll just cut a hole in it.
You know, this balloon's a little too big. I think I'm going to cut a hole in it.
But I don't understand. I mean, how do you not understand how important it is to not cut a hole in the mask at this time? I would never cut a hole in my Blackhawks or my Cubs mask.
No. Or any mask for that matter.
Well,
that
any mask. That
defeats the purpose of any mask. Yeah.
Every time I hear defeats the purpose, I always think of Raging Bull. Don't burn the steak. If you burn the steak, it defeats its own purpose.
Don't burn the steak.
Yeah. It defeats its own purpose. The guy camping out on Discovery Island is pretty great. That's a pretty great story. And again, as we talk about people walking into places with no pants. But I got to agree with you, Tom. The guy throwing the crack pipe and hitting a cop in the face. That's
remarkable.
It's unbelievable. All right, we'll take this. Is this a vote here? Okay, we'll take the third vote anyway. Here's Eddie. Hi, Eddie.
How you doing?
All right, which one did you vote for?
The crack pipe.
Oh, there it is. It's unanimous. Guy throwing his crack pipe out the window, hitting the cop in the face.
There you go.
There it is. All right, Eddie. Thanks, Buffy. Oh, wait a minute. You're calling from Buffalo, New York?
Yes.
How's it going over there? How you guys doing? Well, how you holding up?
Everybody's locked up and snowing.
Yeah, and it's snowing.
Yeah.
You know, we have possible snow flurries in the forecast here in Chicago on May 8th.
Yeah, tomorrow too.
Oh, boy. All right, well, at least you're in, right, Eddie?
That's it.
Okay, buddy. Stay safe.
You too.
Okay. Bye. All right. Snowing, and when does it not snow in Buffalo?
I've only been to the Buffalo area one time, and it snowed.
It was last year, right?
Yeah, late in October.
Yeah.
It snowed a little bit.
Yeah.
Beautiful place, though, upstate New York. Yeah. Shout out to Buffalo.
Oh, it is. It is beautiful. Upstate New York is beautiful. People, whenever you think New York, you just think Manhattan, usually. That's what most people think.
Nah,
but now there's beautiful country in upstate.
Up in the Adirondacks.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
Yep. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Hey, you know, in a couple of weeks, Tom, I think we're going to have to do a special show. Because May 27th is my 35th anniversary with WGN.
Yeah, we haven't planned anything in secret.
Oh.
Without you knowing.
Okay, I just thought people would forget. But yeah, 35 years on May 27th. 35 years I've been with GN.
It's going to be great.
Oh, my God. Crazy. All right. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What are we doing here? This. You better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context. Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Yeah, straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and you should 24/7 because it's the best. And whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and you send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. You look a little confused, Tom.
Yeah,
you all right?
No, I just had to I had to grab my list.
Oh, okay.
And grab my papers, my business papers.
I didn't know what was going on. I thought maybe you lost a contact lens.
Have you ever seen me?
No, you don't even wear contact lenses.
No, I got 20/20 vision, man.
Yeah, that's because you're 26.
Listen, I ate my carrots as a boy. I can see in the dark.
I've got my cheaters on right now.
Yeah, look at you.
Yep.
Hey, the future is now, old man.
I got these at the Walgreens that used to be across the street at insistence of my producer, Andy Herman. And my, because I kept telling him to increase the font on things that I'd have to read, on copy that I'd have to read. And I asked him to increase the font one too many times. And he didn't say a word to me. We were in the showcase studio, which was downstairs.
Yeah.
The glass, you can see outside on Michigan Avenue. He didn't say a word to me. I was like, could you please increase the font on this? Thanks, man. And he just took the piece of paper and he looked at me. He put it down. He didn't say a word and pointed to Walgreens. I got up, I went across the street, and I got myself a couple of pairs of cheaters.
You probably sounded like Jack Black in Enemy of the State. Now enhance? Enhance?
Wow, going back to a Jack Black Enemy of the State.
I know. Hey, you're not the
reference.
Only one.
I love that movie. The movie's awesome. Okay. All right, so this is when we got Straight Out of Context here. What do we got going?
All right, we got a lot of good stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And we're kicking it off with me, because why not? Why the hell not? Okay. This one's from Waukegan J.
Okay.
I'm not, unfortunately, as deep into it as you are. Talking about Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah. There aren't many people that are as deep into Seinfeld as I am. No. There are very few people.
You're a rare breed.
I've seen every episode multiple times, and I laugh every time. Okay, so that was the context of that. What do we got?
Next, a little Matt Bubala. Let's take a listen here.
I just can't believe I pulled it out of my rear end.
Whoa, come on, man. Who sent that in?
That was from Kim.
Come on. What's the context of that?
Whoever the song was, he was talking about whatever band was playing that song. Because if you listen closely.
I just can't believe I pulled it out of my rear end.
There's some song playing in the background, and I guess he remembered what it was.
He remembered who the artist was and all that stuff?
Yeah, so he pulled it right out of his
buttocks. Why would you say that?
You know, I don't know why.
God. Okay.
All right. Margaret in Bridgeport sends in this one from Lou.
Hey, want me to show you my pump?
Oh, wow. I'd love to see it. A sub pump. Sub pump.
I really hope Esmeralda's listening. I really do, because that's a great one.
I might have to email that to her.
Did he talk at all about stealing signals?
He did not.
Oh. So no tattoo?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to hear that, you know.
I know.
All right.
And then Margaret sends in another one. This is a real interesting Lou. I don't know what's going on here.
And who doesn't love a good sloppy Joe?
I love sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joes are pretty good. A manwich.
Manwich, absolutely, man. You got some ground beef, get a can of manwich, you're done. That's it.
Whoa.
What the hell was that?
That was my bat signal, I guess.
Yeah, you can't go now. We still have a half an hour of the show left.
Well, you know, when Commissioner Gordon's on the horn.
Uh-huh. All right.
All right. Next one here. This is coming to us from Carrie. It's a little bit of Pete McMurray.
I always want a happy ending.
Oh, come on, man.
talking about the new HBO film, Bad Education.
Oh, which I watched. Have you seen it yet?
I have not. Plan on watching it this weekend.
Oh, man.
Now, who was the director again?
I can't remember.
He just did something else that I also liked.
I can't remember.
Came for the life.
Hugh Jackman, best performance he's ever given. And that's saying a lot, because I love Hugh Jackman.
Looks good.
He's great in it.
Looks like a great film.
And it is very much somebody, you know, because you know my love of Shattered Glass.
Right, and it's a journalism movie.
Absolutely, man.
Love a good journalism
movie. I love a great journalism movie. And I think Shattered Glass, quite frankly, is on the same level as all the President's Men. I think Shattered Glass is that good. I love that movie. And Peter Sarsgaard, unbelievably great in that movie.
It's good stuff.
Okay.
All right. Little Dean here. Uh-oh. Always got to get a little Dean. This is coming to us from Brian.
Those nuts give it like a wonderful taste.
What is it about? Why did they discuss? Is it? It's a regular thing you produce, Dean.
I did.
He talks about nuts a lot.
Well, I really think it all started when we did the Tree Time Christmas special one year. And we developed.
Were you on location?
We were on location.
Yeah.
And Dean and I developed a competition called Know Your Nuts.
Uh huh.
Where we put out a selection of different nuts.
And then tried to name what kind of nut they were by tasting them?
Yeah, exactly. And we had, you know, some of the folks there come in and try to tell us this. Oh, show okay. us that they knew their nuts.
All right.
Let's... And then we tried to follow it up with, you know, a different one. We tried a fruit-based one.
It was, would be what?
Know your melons.
All right.
He's got a great sense of humor,
Dean. Yeah, he does. Sometimes I think Dean is a 9-year-old. So, but I love him, though. He's the best. All right, let's break here. I got some weather for you, and then we'll come back and more of the crazy, straight out of context shall begin. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. All right, there it is. Our regular Friday features continue straight out of context. When you listen to the radio station 24/7, and when somebody says something, you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty. Jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what's next?
All right, little producer here. A producer got caught here. This is Curtis Koch, who's a great producer here at WGN, and he was caught by Brian.
It probably could have gone longer if she didn't have to get off.
Oh, man.
talking about a Zoom date.
A Zoom date?
Hey, went on a Zoom date.
Wow. That's been a popular thing these past few weeks.
Indeed.
Okay, what do we got next?
All right, next, a little Bob Surratt.
Oh, boy.
This is going to us from John.
We're fortunate to be able to tap into her.
Oh, come on. What were they talking about?
Tapping into someone's knowledge.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
A little creative editing there.
There you go. All right.
This next one almost defies explanation. This is John Williams caught by Will.
When she pulled it out, she started smoking a cigarette. I asked her if we could cuddle.
What the hell? It sounds like he's reading from something.
Yes, that is exactly what it was. He was reading a text.
Someone texted that in?
Someone texted that in, talking about getting tested for COVID-19.
Okay.
Whoever texted that in is very funny.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Okay.
A little John Hansen here. He was doing some fill-in work. This was caught by Rockin' Jim.
Get it up sooner, as quick as they could.
Jeez.
Good old John Hansen.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Luckily, we would not go. It would not be straight out of context without getting you here.
Me?
Yes, you.
What did I do?
Well, let me actually make sure I have this right. Let's, yeah, this is you. This is you caught by Wild Bill.
I've had testicles.
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. We were talking about Rocky Mountain oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
And that I've tasted them.
Pretty
and
good.
They taste like liver. They do. Taste like liver. Okay.
All right. Here's another John Williams. This was originally caught by Dirty Dave. What he thought he heard was not quite it, but luckily he did. Dirty Dave did point me out to, did lead me to this.
Oh, like, yes, Orion.
No. That's just wrong on so many levels. I mean, what are we talking about here? What's going on? What happened there?
Talking about finally being able to get Orion into a Zoom call. And how relieved everyone was that
so that he could be on the show.
I think it was for you know how John was like he was like auctioning off.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so he could hang out with you guys, the listeners.
Right.
And I guess they were having a little trouble with Orion. And once the tech got figured out, it was just a tech thing.
Yeah.
Once it got figured out, apparently this was the reaction.
Oh, like yes, Orion.
Well, that's my reaction anytime I see Orion. because I love that man so much.
He's the best.
Oh my God.
Speaking of which,
what happened?
Here's Orion.
Oh, yay!
Caught by Carrie.
We do not have a meat shortage.
Yeesh.
Again, you know, Orion, the voice of reason.
Always.
Always, man. Always.
All right. Last two here are both you.
Now, don't.
I have to.
All right.
My contract states it.
Okay. Your contract states it.
Yeah, my contract that says you have to embarrass Nick once a week.
All right.
First one's coming to us from Waukegan J.
You have to do it with an instructor. What?
Talking about meditation.
Oh, meditation.
Yeah, talking with my good friend Valerie.
Yeah.
And then this one's from Kevin in Iowa.
Went through an entire box of puffs. Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Now
I got it.
You're picking up what I'm putting down.
I was like, what's the problem? Oh, okay, now I get it. I was just talking about the series finale of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Well, hopefully not the series finale.
Season finale. Not the series finale. Season finale. God forbid I said that.
Oh, I'm better.
Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. I cried like a baby. So, hey, you know, I'm starting to get real frustrated with the Masked Singer.
Yeah.
This is the fourth week in a row. I have no idea who the person was. Can you get celebrities on that show anymore? Who the hell are these people? I watched this last episode and they took the thing off and I was like, I have no idea who that is.
Maybe they're just trying to cater to a younger audience, Nick.
I don't know.
Hey, man, I don't produce
that. I watched the show. I love the show. And I'm trying to think maybe who it is, you know? And then they take the mask off and I'm like, I have no idea who this person is. This is like the fourth week in a row. It's been like, I don't know who that is.
They should get Tobo on there.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
We want to thank Stephen Tobolowsky, by the way, for joining us this morning. It was great to have him on.
2 hours.
He's great, the best guy. Man. Yeah. I could listen to that guy talk all day. All right, what do we got? We got this. What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Like
hey. Someone took your plans away. So
Spies.
Like us.
Yeah. All right. Okay. This is Nick D's show, Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
All right, first one's coming to us from Kyle. It's a little, you got, both of these are from the Bob Surratt Show, the fantastic Bob Surratt Show.
Okay.
So here's the first one from Kyle.
I think you can buy all the toilet paper you want now, but but if you want to buy steaks, you're limited. What next? Oh, I'll tell you. You know what? I stumbled on an interesting shortage over the weekend. You know, everybody's home watching movies on TV. I couldn't find Raisinets over the weekend, so I had to settle for Junior Mints, my second favorite.
No Goobers?
I don't like Goobers. Never been a Goober guy. Yeah, it's 5:45.
That's a good quote.
Yeah, that'll be on Nick DiGilio's show.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I don't like Goobers. I love Goobers.
Well, this is funny because we were talking about Goober Pyle.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they were related.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Very odd.
A lot of goober talk this week on the
big week for goobers
on the program.
Yeah,
on the show, on the station. I like goobers. You like goobers?
I mean, those are the chocolate covered peanuts.
Yeah,
yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, they're good.
I'll take Raisinets any day, though.
I like Raisinets. I also like Junior Mints, and I like the episode of Seinfeld with the Junior Mints. Did you know that episode, right, where the guy, they're watching a surgery and the Junior Mint, they drop the Junior Mint and it goes inside the cavity of the body? Yeah. You know who the person is that's being operated on, right? The guy who plays that?
Jerry Lewis.
No.
Who?
The guy who played Bub
Oh, really?
In Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead? No way.
Yeah, Howard, I can't remember his last name, but yeah, that's Bub from Day of the Dead.
Very good. Well, he you know, he's ready for it.
Yeah.
He understands the role.
And then he saluted after afterwards. Bub, greatest zombie in the history of zombies.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, and then this is the last one?
Yep, last one here. This one's
It's me again, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's on the Bob Sirott Show.
Oh, again on Bob Sirott Show?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
You got another mention here on the Bob Sirott Show, and this is coming to us from Tony.
Does this mean parking is going to open? Can I miniature golf?
That's a good question. I don't know about that.
And I should be allowed to play tennis now. Can they unlock those tennis courts now? I know. I get the fact that maybe no doubles, but what's wrong with singles tennis?
But you're playing with the same ball. In golf, you are not allowed to touch the other player's ball under these rules.
You know, Nick DiGilio is taking that line you just said, and he's going to be running with that on his all-night show. What's that feature he does?
Straight Out of Context.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's a good one.
But you really should be talking about the plural of that. That would really get you on.
Oh, wow. I'm just excited that Bob Sirott is aware that I do this segment. Or that Bob Sirott even knows that I exist. Guy's a legend. Oh, that's fun. Okay. All right, we'll do it again next week, so keep your ears peeled. You know, any mentions of me, jot it down. Anybody says something that sounds a little dirty, jot it down, man. Always remember, nickdshow@gmail.com. That was fun. That was a good set.
lovely set.
Yeah. Anytime you can use the word balls, it's always good. So, all right. Let me give you the weather, and then do you want to? Well, first of all, why don't we play the little thing there? The thing.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
There it is, jam, fly jam, fly jams Friday.
Oh yeah, this is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio. With my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Time to get fly and fly away to Flyland. Can we say hello to the DJ of the moment?
Ooh, yeah, luscious hushes, baby.
There it is. 312-981-7200. We got requests, right?
We got a ton of requests.
Okay, got a ton of requests already, so it's time to get funky, and we'll do that after I give you the weather and we break here on 720 WGN. Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. That's what it is. 312-981-7200. We got a bunch of requests. Well, who requested that? And tell us what it is.
That's coming to us from Mike in Louisville, and it's The In Crowd by the Ramsey Lewis Trio.
Yeah, that's fly.
Oh,
I almost sounded
fly.
I almost sounded like Rudy Ray Moore there from Disco Godfather. Call an ambulance and tell me what he has had. And the guy ODs on the disco floor. Call an ambulance and tell me what he has had.
Put your weight on it.
Put your weight on it. Put your weight on it. It's the next attraction that will put you in traction. Disco Godfather. If you've not discovered the joys of Rudy Ray Moore, please. And then follow it up with watching Dolomite Is My Name with Eddie Murphy, because he's phenomenal in that movie. So, all right. We're back to being fly.
Were we ever not fly?
Well, we're always fly, but we're ultra fly on fly day. Fly, yeah.
Today, Junior.
Today, Junior. That's Billy Madison, right?
Yeah, yeah. Got a little marbles in your mouth there, boy.
Okay.
All right, next one's coming to us from Bob. It's a little Earth, Wind, and Fire, the 700-man band.
Yep.
After the Love is Gone.
Love was all we could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes we were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true for a while. We paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day. Something happened along the way. We used to be happy with sand.
You cannot go wrong with Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's a fact. Great song. Hey, I wanted to remind everyone that the McHenry Outdoor Theater, which is Chicago area's only drive-in movie theater, has a green light to open again, and they're going to open tonight. So you can go to the movies. You got to stay in your car. They're going to have... they're going to have some rules in sight. They have extensive discussions with state and county health officials. They're restricting the drive into 350 vehicles, which is less than half its normal capacity. Those vehicles will be socially distanced, and the concession stands will be closed. They will also have extensive cleaning procedures for the whole place. Ray Scarpelli is the owner of Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake, decided it was such a good opportunity to get people out that he is sponsoring the first night so that everyone gets in free. So you go to the drive-in tonight, you go to the McHenry Outdoor Theater, you get out, and you stay in your car, follow all the rules, you can see the Flintstones of Jurassic Park is what they're showing. And tonight it's free. So I think that's really awesome that the McHenry Outdoor Theater is doing that. And Ray Scarpelli, the owner of Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake, God bless you, man. Everybody can get out of their house, see a movie on the big screen at a drive-in, and there's nothing, the drive-ins are awesome. Drive-ins are fantastic.
The Passion Pit.
Yep, the Passion Pit. It says it lets our community take a break, have a breather, and get out and have some fun. So there you go. And it's they say the drive-in is virtually the only entertainment option right now since they are expecting big crowds, although these crowds will be mostly restricted to their cars and separated from each other. So it's free tonight, but they're open all week, all weekend. If you want to, so Friday and Saturday. It's just Friday and Saturday. But tonight is free, thanks to Ray Scarpelli of Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake, which is really cool. So get out and get in your car. Get outside, then get in your car. All right. We got more Fly Jams?
We got plenty more Fly Jams. Right. Coming to us from the 773, it's Act Like You Know by Fat Larry's Band.
Yeah. You ought to know, act just like you know, whoa, you just ought to know, yeah. When you're feeling down and low, and you need a place to go, place you know, oh, where you can free your mind and have a good time. Just step right up,
hurry, hurry, hurry,
to the firelight. Act like you know, this is your.
I had no idea who this artist was. It Fat Larry's Band?
Yeah, Fat Larry's Band.
Is Larry fat?
I mean, he's a little on the heftier side, but I wouldn't call him fat.
He calls himself fat. Fat Larry's Band.
Well, maybe he's got a fat sense of groove.
I know that song. I just never knew it was by a group called Fat Larry's Band.
Yeah. Well, I swear that bass line's got so much bounce, it'll get the static out of your clothes.
True. Oh, jeez. All right. What is next there, Luscious Hushes.
Coming up next, longtime listener Doc, our good friend.
Yeah.
He's got a little Quincy Jones queued up here. It's The Secret Garden.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
All right. See, Quincy Jones can get all of the superstars to be on an album.
Absolutely.
Because he's Quincy Jones, man.
He's Quincy darn Jones.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
What's next?
Next up, a little request from a man you might know, Mr. Nick DiGilio's dad.
My dad.
Yeah.
My dad likes to request some Fly stuff.
He likes to get Fly. This one, a little Lattimore. Let's straighten it out.
Everybody's gotta straighten out something sometime. I don't care how old you are, or how young you are. I don't care if you're married, single, divorced, engaged, or shacking. You gotta straighten out something every now and then. But I want you to think about all the times that you've heard somebody say, let's straighten it out. Think about it. And I guarantee you that most of the time, it was a man who said it. Now the reason why I say
that, oh man, my dad.
Real story being told there.
I don't know where he found that song. I'll have to ask him. My dad does a lot of tooling around on the YouTubes. Makes my mom nuts. Computer is like right next to the, you know, like right near the TV in the living room. So my dad's sitting there messing around with YouTube. My mom's trying to watch, you know, her stories. All right, we'll do it again next week. Fly jams and all that cool stuff.